When we actually hit the shore, that's where we started to realize what we were getting into, because men were falling all around you. And men were getting wounded, men were getting shot. We hit the beach, we lay down, we crawl on our bellies. It was, what could I say, it was hell. We didn't expect anything like that. The other beachers, some of them had it worse than we did. But it was bad enough on Utah Beach. And we didn't meet the enemy face to face until we started to take some land, you know. As we went in further, then when we hit the hedgerows, that's when we started to have problems. Because the hedgerows were like separated about 100 yards apart, like a football field. And you had to go through that open land to get to the next hedgerow to get the enemy, because the enemy was behind the hedgerow. You're out there in the open, and you hope you don't get hit. And you just keep going, that's all. You see your buddies getting hit, getting shelled, mortar fire, rifle fire, you know. It's hard to explain, really, it is. Very hard. But after a while, you know, it sort of burns into you. You've seen enough of your men get shot up, get killed, and after that initial fighting, it's all over, because then you're hardened. Your thought is now just to get the enemy and, I hate to say it, kill as many as you can, because that's the only way you're going to advance. Of course, I took some chances. I saved four fellas. They were all shot up, and I dragged them to safety. It was in Thionville, France. It was an outpost. And this German outpost just had clear vision of the area, and these four fellas were shot up. They got hit by machine gun fire. And I saw it, and I crawled to the first one, and I dragged him back. And then I had to go back for the other three, because I couldn't just leave the one and let the other three die out there. So I did that four times, just up and back, and dragged them back. I'd say about 25 yards. And I got them all to safety. I've lost contact with these fellas. I don't know. All four of them survived. And I don't know, you know, where they are now or anything else, you know. It always made me feel great that I contributed to saving four fellas' lives. And that made me feel good. Not that I wanted to be a hero, because I wasn't even recognized for that, you know what I'm saying? Nobody even see you do it, you know?
The communique will be repeated. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. This ends the reading of communique number one from Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force.
This means invasion.
It's late in the afternoon. The sun is going down. The sea is choppy, and the beach is lined with men and materials and guns, trucks, vehicles of all kinds. On either side of us, there are pillars of smoke, perhaps a mile, 2 miles away, which is rising from enemy shelling. And further back, we can see the smoke and results of our own shelling. Looking behind us, we can see the big ships and the some of the transports which have brought the troops in. And overhead, this incredible sight is still going on as more and more gliders are towed in by the C-47, going over the seawall, disappearing out of sight in apparently a wide sweep, and dropping their men somewhere back there to for a